The history of rock and roll continues as we look at rhythm and blues in the 70s. This is B.B. King. In the dawn of the 70s, spontaneous rhythm and blues, such as B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone, was quickly fading, to be replaced by the tight, carefully controlled productions of soul. And along came groups like the Jackson Five.
Well, I'll have you
I Want You Back from the Jackson 5, a quintet of Indiana brothers discovered by Diana Ross. Their leader was described as a miniature James Brown. This is the voice of then 10-year-old Michael Jackson.
When I first started singing, I was 5. We did this show in Gary for the mayor. You know, it's like a talent show. So Diane, she was sitting in the audience. She happened to see us. She thought we was good, so she came backstage and talked to us. She said, bring us to Motown. So when Motown saw our act, they liked it.
Jackson 5 and ABC from the spring of 1970. The next year, a former meat packer from Memphis earned both a Grammy and an Oscar for his unusual movie theme. Isaac Hayes explained his image and the origin of his nickname.
Once an announcer, you know, that brought me on stage, he was expressing his view of the audience's reaction to me. And he said, you know, man, you're leading the people. You're the Moses of the music world. The Black Moses, you know, and people, he began to say that and it began to spread. But as far as the stage appearance, you know, I needed, you know, to put something on that was different, come out, you know, in a different manner, you know. And one of the basic things is skin tight. You might have boots or it might be chains or fringes, you know, or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people get excited about, well, in particular, you know, the females get excited about the tight things. And they, you know, a lot of people say that's a sex thing, but I hadn't thought about sex, you know. One time I saw a picture of it. It was the first time I was, a picture of me on stage, and it was kind of embarrassing. But, you know, once you start the ball rolling, there's no need to stop. So I guess I conditioned my mind to live with it.
Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft. Next, more Memphis Soul when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with The Sound of Soul, 1971.
Bye. Oh, turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? Being around you is all I see.
Al Green and Let's Stay Together, a record that sold more than 2 million copies. Al began as a 9-year-old gospel singer imitating Sam Cooke. He describes his singing style.
It wasn't necessarily pop, and it wasn't necessarily blues, or it wasn't jazz or commercial. It was just, as all of the music that I record, I think it's just good music. There's no classification as far as I'm concerned. I think it's just all good music.
Memphis produced a lot of good music in the early 70s and even made pop stars of a longtime gospel quartet.
Oh. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me now.
I'll take you there.
Help me, y'all.
I'll take you there.
Help me now.
I'll take you there.
The Staple Singers, and one of the finest examples of Memphis soul. I'll Take You There sold more than 3 million copies in the summer of 1972. A few months later, the Temptations bounce back with what's been called their all-time masterpiece. Here's Otis Williams.
Mostly when we're out on the road, a lot of our tracks and ideas of songs you know, they come up while we are performing, and when we come home, that's when we more or less find out what we have to record or what have you. And Norman, a fellow that's been producing us for quite a number of years, he also produced that. We're always looking for something that's different, not anything that would bring us to be like complacent. This has been one of our main things, I guess, because we are a group that who have to have something that's challenging.
Temptations and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. It earned them two Grammy Awards in 1972, including Best Rhythm and Blues Performance by a Group. The next month, in November 1972, the former lead singer of The Impressions stepped out with his own number one movie theme.
It is dead. That's what I said. Let the man rap a plan, say he'd send him home. But his hope was a rope and he should have known. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope with the man. A terrible blow, but that's how it goes. Freddy's on the corner now, if you want to be a junkie, wow. Remember Freddy's dead. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said, 'cause Fred is dead.
Curtis Mayfield and Freddy's Dead from the soundtrack of the movie Superfly. Next, Rhythm and Blues 1973, when we continue with the history of rock and roll. The history of rock and roll continues with Rhythm and Blues 1973. 1973, Love Train became the first platinum single for the OJs, a group formed nearly 13 years before. Back at McKinley High School in Canton, Ohio, they'd been known as the Mascots. Sammy Strain, who joined the group 3 years after Love Train, explained how the Mascots became the OJs.
They used to sing around locally on talent shows and whatnot, and they were getting ready to record some records, and they were stuck for a name. They couldn't use the Mascots. And Eddie O.J., who was handling the group, and he was a big jock in the Ohio area, he says, listen, he says, I'll call them the O.J.'s, you know. So that's how the name, you know, stuck with the group.
Group names were very important in the early 70s, especially if they had a secret meaning. Lee Oscar of War talked about the significance of his group's name.
In those days, everybody was calling things that flower and peace. Everybody was into a peace business or whatever. So by calling something war, I mean, that offends people, but at least it caught attention. And then we always had a very positive philosophy to back it up, why we call it war, and that is because creativity comes out of insecurity, and insecurity is the part that is war, that is not peace within yourself.
No.
War, and their 1973 million seller inspired by a TV show from the 50s, the Cisco Kid. Another group was formed at a backyard birthday party. Their lead singer remembered.
We didn't have a name at the time. Everybody's assignment was to go home and try to come up with a name that would kind of suit the group. You know, we thought of flowers and animals and all that kind of stuff. But we couldn't come up with anything that really caught everybody's fancy, you might say. So James Woods, being our cousin and had done so much for the group, we just decided that we could name ourselves the Pips because that was his nickname at the time. And whenever we would go on a program, we just, they would announce us as, "Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Pips."
Too much for the man.
He couldn't make it,
so he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going back to find.
Ooh, what's left of his world, the world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place of time. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he burned all his hopes.
Ooh.
And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, a simpler place.
Whenever
of time.
Gladys Knight and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia, their number one record from the fall of 1973. At about that same time, a new sound was rising in rhythm and blues, the sound of disco. Sly Stone had pioneered much of it 5 years before, but in the mid-70s, one of the biggest of such groups was the Ohio Players.
Hey, your shot, you're dynamite, child.
Fire from the Ohio Players. Next, Disco 1975, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with Disco 1975. Shining Star, a number one record in 1975 for Earth, Wind, and Fire. The next year, along came a movie theme, which also became a disco hit. Composer-producer Norman Whitfield.
I started out as a writer only. And from there, I went into producing, because I couldn't play the piano too well, but I managed to scuffle through. And I was very much influenced by Holland Dozier Holland and the Motown sound itself. I feel that the beat is very necessary, and I'm very much attached to R&B music, which which you find that it's kind of hard to break away from something that you really feel deep down inside.
Royce and Car Wash, a million seller in the winter of 1976. Next, the biggest stars of disco when the history of rock and roll continues.